Oh my God, I'm so freaking excited for this week's episode. I am going to talk about resources and resourcefulness. This topic is something I'm really, really passionate about. And so let's just cue in the intro and we'll begin from there.
So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast.
Hey Arisen Nation, welcome back. This topic is, you know, very near to my heart. And the reason is that, you know, most people I have talked to, especially here in Ghana, have this, here in Ghana, but, you know, it's a human thing. It's a psychological thing that happens to every single human being, right? But, I just want to relate it to a lot of Ghanaians because that is who I am, and that is what and this is where I'm looking to create impact in. And so I just wanted to tailor everything back to the Ghanaian culture. And this is what happens. You know, most of the time when we try to, you know, achieve our dreams or do anything that, you know, it's outside the norm, what happens is that there is always, like almost always, some form of hindrance going on, and the hindrance always creates some sort of lack of resource. What I mean by that is, if you want to start a business here in Ghana, I guarantee you the most challenging question people would ask or people would have that would prevent them from actually chasing that, it's I don't have capital, right? That is the most common excuse. Or, you know, that is the most common excuse or challenge that people go through. Now, there are other aspects, but then I just want to tailor it to, you know, business, right? And so that is what most people find very challenging. And I just want to share a backstory that would make a lot of sense on how to basically combat that in your, because all it is it's a mindset thing. It's not a physical thing. It's a mindset thing that immediately you know, it's more like a key. You turn that mindset key on and you are in for a massive, massive ride, right? There was a guy who was coming up with a fashion shoe line, right? The name of the brand is Kenneth Cole. So for all you fashion geeks out there, or even if you're not a fashion geek, you should know Kenneth Cole, right? Kenneth Cole is a really, really high end, you know, shoe brand, right? And the way Kenneth Cole started, his, you know, business is very, very incredible, so to speak. Now, let me just give you the backstory of it. So, so he had a shoe line that he's been looking to market for like several years now. And what happened was that, as you know, most people go through lack of capital, lack of a lot of resources and stuff like that. And so there was something that was going on, more like a trade show where, you know, it's like a trade show where you come on there and then you showcase your product line, right? And there's going to be a lot of people coming in and then checking you out. And then at the end of the day, you hope to, you know, get your products out there to the masses, and that is how most people, you know, go through. So they they do is wait for trade shows, and then they take massive, you know, advantage of the trade shows. And unfortunately for Kenneth Cole, you know, a trade show, you actually having a table, you haven't actually having a stand, actually cost like, it cost him like $8,000. It cost him $8,000 to put up a trade show, like have a spot in the trade show. And for new startups, the obvious answer was, I don't have that money, right? And so what do most people do? Most people stop right there. They're like, okay, so it cost me 8,000 to get on the trade show, and I don't have 8,000. That means I am not going to have the trade show. But here, Kenneth Cole decided to think outside the box, to be rather than looking for resources, he was looking for ways to be resourceful. And here's what he did. All he did was, he was like, okay, so these people are not going to allow me inside the trade show. So this is what I can do. I can set up my own trade show outside the venue, way outside the venue. So it won't be like I'm competing with a trade show. And so it was, I like to envision maybe it was about 50 meters away from the actual trade show port, right? And here was another issue for him. The issue was that in order to make it really, really good, he has to go rent out this kind of a track, right? A track that would, they'll fancify, they'll make it look good, and then they'll showcase their shoe line in there. So it will look a little more legit, right? It would be like a real kind of, you know, on the road kind of trip where they are showcasing their brand or anything, or their, you know, products, right? So that was the idea he got. And he was looking to go rent out, this track. And so when he went to when he was going to hire the track, they brought him another challenge. And the challenge was that, you can't have your track in the middle of the road. The only exception is you having a movie. If you are shooting a movie, that is when, or if you are a contractor and then help, having some contractual work going on, that is the only time you can do that. And you can't do that without the permission from the government. And when he was told that, many people again will be like, okay, so I don't have the resources to reach the government, or I don't have this, I don't have this. But Kenneth Cole was always asking himself, how can I get it? How can I get it done? So he was, rather than talking about the lack of resources, he was thinking of how to get resourceful. And so that is what he did. He actually walked straight up to the government, to where, you know, the authorities were. And then he told them that this was what he was looking to do. So he needs a permit. And they said no to him just like that. It was very, and it was something he was expecting anyway, right? That is what you'd expect typically in all these corporations and permission seeking, opportunities. That is what happens typically most of the time. You always get a no. And so this is what he thought. Rather than saying no to his dreams again, he thought of how to be resourceful. So this is what he did. He went to the nearby printing press. And then he went to print out a new, card, a business card. He went to print about 100 pieces of business cards, and that he could afford those ones. And so he printed out the business cards and said that they were going to have a movie production going on, which is called the Kenneth Cole movie or something along those lines. And so that is what he did. And he took back all these business cards back to the government to seek approval. And so they checked one or two things there. And before he even went there, he went to get people who had who had cameras, right? So they had cameras without lenses. They had cameras without film in it, right? And so those people were basically going to they were going to be the pretend, movie, directors and stuff like that, right? And so he had those assets, and then moved straight into the government where he was seeking permits. And fortunately, he got the permits after all this back and forth. Bring this, bring that, and then he was able to get a permit, and he took the permit back to the rental, the track rental place, and then he was able to rent out the track, and he successfully pulled off his own trade show, and that is how they launched the shoe Kenneth Cole. Now, Kenneth Cole is one of the huge, huge brands. But think of it, if Kenneth Cole, throughout this whole process, in the beginning stage, in the most difficult stages, in the startup stages, when he was always being said no, or when he thought of I don't have the resources. He always thought about resourcefulness, being resourceful. And now Kenneth Cole, it's, you know, one of the huge brands in the world, right? And so I just want to leave you guys with this, that, you know, most of the time when we are going against the traditional norm, when we are going against what people know, when we are going against what would make us great, there's always some form of distraction going on, something that will prevent you from actually going through where you want to get to. And it's always about resources, it's about time, it's about money, it's about something that I don't have the right team, I don't have the right resources, I don't have the money, I don't have the this and that. It's always I don't have this, right? I don't have this. But rather than thinking about I don't have this, you always have to think about, okay, what do I have to create something that would still get a goal, that will still get me to my final destination, right? So that is what I want you guys to be thinking through in your heads right now. I know a lot of people are like, here in Ghana especially, the government is not creating jobs, the, you know, the financial difficulty here in Ghana, the exchange rates shooting up into the skies here and there. That is always the, that is a resource something. That is a resource excuse. I call it an excuse because, you know, it's not a problem. For me, I don't, if I call something a problem, that means it can't be solved. It's a challenge. And challenges are born to be, you know, broken. We can easily, you know, crash challenges, right? Challenges are things that are temporary there that would, when we get those things out of the way, you know, we get to our goal, right? There's a quote that one of my mentors mentioned virtually all the time. He says, the obstacle is the way. The obstacle is the way. And, you know, this quote, you know, whenever I'm having any, you know, any issues in my life in terms of, like, regardless, whether in business, whatever it is, I always think about the obstacle is the way. Because if you think about it, if you are going on a straight path, right, and then excuse me, and then there's something that is going to hinder you from going ahead beyond that point, that thing is going to be the obstacle, and the only way to go through that is to go through it, right? And so the all the time, the obstacle, what is in the way to your final destination, is becomes the way eventually, right? And so that is what I want you guys to be fixing your mind on. Right now, there are no jobs in Ghana, especially for the youth. What are you looking to do? What, how can you be resourceful? Think in that regard. Don't think about what the government can do for you, or don't think about how much crap is going on in the in Ghana right now, because it's still going to continue. That is a guaranteed fact. As long as we are in this form of, you know, dispensation where people don't care about your they don't really care about you. All they care about is their lives and their personal lives and their family only. I'm talking in regard of most politicians, right? They are in there to make money, and so they don't really care about your well-being, right? And we know that, but we keep on entrusting our life, keep on entrusting our destinies to these people. And we know for sure they really don't care about us, but we still do it, right? So get your mind away from the fact that you don't have the resource, and start thinking, how can I be resourceful? How can you be resourceful? That is the ultimate goal, right? You can't depend your life on having resources. It's not going to come that way. If you look at most businesses, you know, this high level businesses that goes on right now, like if you look at Apple, they bootstrapped their way out there. If you look at all these huge companies, all the thoughts of, they never had the resources they have right now. They never did. They either lacked capital, they lacked the resources, they lacked the team players, they lacked they lacked a whole lot of things, right, to get it off the ground. But in order for you to get through it, you have to get through it. The obstacle is the way. Always remember, the obstacle is the way. So you find a way to level down the obstacle. That is the only way. That is the only way. There's no way you can get through it until you get through it, right? And so the way to get through it is to be resourceful, right? You don't have money to start your capital. I mean, you don't have capital to start your venture. What can you do to get capital? okay, so this is what I can do. I can do X, Y, and Z to get me this amount of money. Let me share a really quick story before I end this episode. So there was a time I wanted to fund a project. So there's something I was looking at doing, right? And I don't want to go into the details of it, but I needed basically about $7,000 to get it started. And it was really, really challenging. I didn't have that amount of money. And that amount of money is a huge amount of money. It's a huge amount of money, regardless of what you do, right? That is about, you know, right now it's about over 35,000 Ghana cedis, and it was really, really challenging, extremely challenging. But you know, here for most people would be like, then I have to boycott this idea, or I have to postpone it, or I have to do something else, right? But here's the thing: I thought of myself, right now I don't have 7,000. But how can I get 7,000? What can I do to get 7,000? And I start, and you know, the funny thing happens when you start asking yourself, how can you do it? You get creative all of a sudden, because you are hitting on the creative parts of your mind or your brain when you start asking these questions, right? You start hitting all those, you know, points in your brain that will get you really, really creative. Right, and so you ask the question, how can I go around it? How can I still get my 7,000 without having it right now? And so I started thinking, okay, so I have this skill, I have this skill where I can basically sell this skill, right? And so that is what I essentially did. I'm good at, you know, writing, you know, sales scripts for business owners and stuff. So I reached out to business owners, and then I told them, here's the deal, you know, I can do X, Y, and Z for you. You just have to trust me and then give me your money, right? And then I went through that process. Some said no, some said yes, and some paid me. And then I used that that money to go into something else. And then I was able to get my 7K and then invested into my project that I was looking to do. Right? For most people, 7K, they have been told, okay, so what you want to do would be about 7K. So at the end of the day, they're like, okay, I don't have 7K, so that means dream shattered. it's crazy how people just shut their dreams just because of a lack of resource. Be resourceful, guys. Be resourceful. That is what I'll end with today. Don't think in terms of resources, but think in terms of resourcefulness, because that is the only way that will get you past your obstacle. The obstacle is a way, so make the obstacle your way. Cheers and have an awesome week. Bye bye.
Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you're on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.